Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing.
Oh my gosh.
I just took a bite.
You had to stuff your face right before we were going to do the podcast.
I know. I'm going to do it again.
Melissa, don't chew on mic, even though I've done it before on this podcast before.
You do it all the time. And in our meetings.
Well, yeah, meetings are different. They're just with our boss. This podcast is for all of our beautiful and lovely subscribers. It's our show after the show podcast. Which I do feel like this podcast is the truest sense of us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like this podcast tells more about us than the 3 hours that we do on the radio. And don't get me wrong, we are very open and honest on the radio.
Yeah, for sure.
But this one is just like, it's literally our conversations after the show, which can a lot of times just get the most, just so ridiculous.
I know. It does get ridiculous because there's no like rhyme or reason to what we talk about or the direction we go.
Right.
It's kind of all over the place, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh.
But what I think is funny.
What?
Is here's a little inside look at what we do. So after the show, we do interviews.
Sure.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but
right. Sometimes.
And Austin and I got into a discussion after an interview about a guy who his girlfriend's ex, the mother just passed away, and he called her to let her know that the mom passed away. So clearly she had some sort of relationship, you know, with the mom at some point and wanted to let her know. And as they were talking, they decided they'd just get together and catch up. And we're like, would the boyfriend, the current boyfriend, be, you know, skeptical about that.
Yeah, right.
Or nervous about it. And Austin and I couldn't have been more polar opposite on the whole thing, where I thought it was innocent and he's just sad and she feels bad and wanted to get the latest details on the mom and, you know, what happened and talk about all that. And Austin's like, nope, no way.
No.
It's, he's got ulterior motives.
Yeah.
And
well, not necessarily. I'm not saying he has ulterior motives, but I'm saying it could very easily lead there. They have a history together.
And yeah, but they like also when broke up for a reason.
But when you're grieving, like a lot of times that can spark things in a relationship.
I don't think that, a lot of times?
A lot of times.
Know.
For guys?
For guys? I can't speak on a guy's
You can't
behalf.
Speak for a guy's behalf. So
I don't think
there you
that,
go. I guess I won the argument.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. You don't know.
Oh my gosh. I'm so curious to find out if guys would think, yeah, I'm mourning right now. And it's, what's the word you used? You used the word It's an aphrodisiac.
It can be.
That is hilarious to me.
It is.
Really? I don't see that.
Well, that's
why
because...
Why do I not see it?
Because you're a girl.
I think it's so rare. It's got to be so incredibly rare.
No, I think you'd be surprised.
Am I naive?
Yeah, I think you are in this instance. I think you'd be surprised. Like if you go to like funerals and stuff, people look up all the time. They talk about it in Wedding Crashers. They make a joke about it in Wedding Crashers.
That is a movie.
But it's where do you think they got the idea from?
No.
Because people get...
They get what?
The H word. I don't even know if we should...
The H word?
H-O-R-N-Y.
Horny?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we can... I don't know how G-rated we should keep this podcast. They say...
Oh my God.
Sometimes they K-I-S-S.
In the T-R-E-E.
Right. And sometimes they H-U-G for E-X-T-E-N-D-E-D. A-M-O-U-N-T-S-O-F-T-I-M-E.
O-M-G.
Oh, man. Funerals are depressing, though.
They are very tough. They're very tough. And I don't like going to them.
I don't either.
Mm-mm.
I don't. The only thing that's good about a funeral is like seeing people you haven't seen in a while. It's like they're like mini reunions. But
they
like
are.
With the person that you... The person that maybe brought you all together, not being there.
Oh, that's
like
even,
the one.
That's even more
that's pretty,
sad.
I know. It's very sad.
Very
it's very sad.
Sad.
I'm only laughing because to keep me from crying right now.
Oh.
Funerals suck, but have you ever, Melissa, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about your own funeral?
Not a little bit, but I think I want a party.
Right? And that's what I like. And this is the thing. I think a lot of people say that, like, I want a party.
Yeah.
But when they're dead, they're clearly not there to help plan their funeral.
But I think you have to put it in your wishes.
Right.
In a will or something like that you really just have a party.
I have told everyone in my life, when I die, make my funeral party. Right when I meet people, I'll say, hi, I'm Austin. What's your name? Oh, hey, Greg. When I die... Make my funeral party just so everyone knows.
Okay.
So that way, if you attend my funeral.
So your hot wife knows, right? Hot wife knows?
She knows.
Okay.
She knows. But she always like, Austin, I don't like talking about this. Well, I'm like, well, babe, sometimes we got to talk about it. Okay. You got to talk about things you don't want to talk about sometimes. And right now, I want you to drop my body from like a marionette puppet from the ceiling, and I want strobe lights, and I want.
I was going to ask, what kind of music do you want?
Just party music.
All party music.
Jock jams. Yeah. Y'all ready for this? Na 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 na. You know him from his many years on this earth. He comes in at 5 foot. 6'3" and people were like, oh, was Austin that tall? I didn't think he was.
No,
and he was so athletic and fair and one of the funniest people on earth.
No,
I would no stop. Would there's one announcer at my funeral. His name is Austin. Huff, 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 huff. Give it up! Let me hear you scream! And then, like, everyone's
jump,
like, yeah.
Jump, yeah. Jump,
like, man, jump, I loved jump. Austin. I loved him dying even more because this party is awesome.
It could be a rager.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, oh, great food. It's got to be great food there, too. I want the
barbecue.
People at my funeral well fed.
Barbecue?
All types.
All types.
Put barbecue. I'm not paying for it. You know, I'm dead. So barbecue, steak, Waffle House.
Yeah. I want a classy party. I want a white party with a band.
Ooh. Like a white, like everyone wears white?
Everybody wears white.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Not black.
Yeah, I like
they
that.
Wear white.
I love that, actually.
And there's a party band who plays any, like, party song that's requested.
Yeah, okay.
It's outdoors.
Yeah, oh.
On a 75-degree, 80-degree
I was going to say, don't die in the summer. Die in either the spring or the fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't die in the winter
I'm
going
to have to, yeah, plan that out.
Yeah. Well, if you die, are you cool if we just, like, kind of chill your body, put your body in the freezer for a bit until we get. Do you want open casket or closed casket?
No, I want to be cremated.
Oh, why? I don't understand cremation.
You can have the party anytime you want.
That's true.
There's no preserving anything.
I've made one request to my parents and to my wife. Don't cremate me.
Why?
I don't want to be burned to ashes. I feel like that you do that with trash. No offense to anyone who's been cremated.
Like, so you want to take up more space on the earth that God gave us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think my body will eventually decompose, right?
Well, yeah, but you're in a casket and that won't. You're taking up space.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about the casket. Okay, bury me not in a casket.
Burn you not
in a casket? Bury me. Bury me.
Bury you.
Bury me. Did I say that wrong? Bury me.
Yeah, bury.
Bury me.
Yeah.
Bury me not in a casket.
Okay, so you want to be in like a bag, like a duffel bag, like you were murdered?
One that composes, like decomposes. I want to help the trees grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be eaten by bugs.
If it'll, yeah, I'm sure I'll be delicious.
So that's better than being burned, being eaten alive while eating.
Well, because burning, well, who are you feeding then? No one. See, at least I'm going back into like, you know, I'm at least helping someone after dying.
You're recycling.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Making the environment better. That was a big, and that's what they're also going to say. He was a big environmentalist. And anything that's happening to the ozone layer right now is not because of him.
He doesn't mow his grass in May.
In fact, all his lawnmower was always electric power. And one guy's like, I borrowed his mower. No, it's not.
It's gas.
Shut up, you guy in the back. Right? And that's the other thing, too. I want the announcer at my wedding.
Yeah.
I want him to be funny. Maybe I'll just do it. Maybe I'll just announce my own wedding.
Just
I'll pre-record it.
And then just play it.
Hey, what's up, all you losers? Bet you thought I was dead. Well, nope. I'm back to announce my own funeral. Mainly because I don't have any friends. I didn't have any friends to hire to do this. Or because they were grieving so hard. I like to go with that ladder. Excuse.
You're such a dork.
I'm very much a dork. I'm just saying. I just think it could. I think I want my funeral to be like fun and like entertaining. And I know it's going to be sad. I know it's going to be sad. And I know people like, geez, this sounds super cocky. But like, I doesn't it? Like, there's no way of talking about your own funeral without.
Especially when you're like, I know people are going to be so sad.
Well, like, I mean, just people are always sad at funerals, even if you do try and do, like, I'm going to make it a party. Because funerals are very sad. But I want it to be, like, a celebration. Like, man, like, you know what?
It's a celebration of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I want people to laugh. I want, like, eulogies, you know, if there are eulogies shared, I want people to share, like, funny things.
I think everybody should get one line.
Ooh. Wait. Ooh, okay.
Austin was great because...
That's like a... That sounds like a bit we would do on the radio. In fact, do that. The day after I pass away, Melissa, and this show just becomes Melissa in the mornings.
Yeah, right, sure.
Melissa and right. Dead Guy in the mornings.
Yeah.
Just say, Austin was great because... Give us a call. 312-946-4995. It's Melissa and...
Dead Guy.
On US 99. Right? Like, I think that would be great. You get the phone lines would light up.
You
wouldn't get any calls. And you'd have to come back and be like, all right, our text line is also open if you want to text in.
Or Austin wasn't great.
Yeah. And then the phone lines light up.
Yeah, then they light up like crazy.
He talked way too much.
He laughed at his own jokes.
He made light of funerals in a podcast one time.
Jerk.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.